killing people who are captive in Rajavi's cult. I, as a person who have spent 26 years of his own life in this cult and have experienced the cult relationship, am pleading and urging all human rights organizations and associations to help those who have been captivated by this cult so they can be released to return to their real life, which have been deprived of it for a long, long period of time, and experience the real taste of the real life out of this totally deceitful cult, which for many years has participated in killings and suppressing of Iraqi people for Saddam Hussein's sake. I would like to ask all the people who have been stuck and stranded in the hands of this cult in Ashraf Garrison, that haven't you all experienced the tyranny, cruelty, and violence in this cult? Haven't you all experienced beatings, abusive behavior, and gutter languages? Haven't you all forced to get divorced from your beloved ones? Haven't you become an elderly and middle-aged person in this cult? Haven't you heard from the governing councils and the leaders of this cult that Ashraf Garrison is a city? So, if it is a city, please ask them what kind of city it is, which its doors and gates are always closed, and no one has allowed to enter or get out of it without the highest operative permission. What kind of city it is that people in it aren't allowed to speak freely with each other, especially speak about their dissent and their criticism against the leaders of this cult? What kind of city it is that no one is allowed to listen or to watch foreign radios or televisions? What kind of city it is that you can't find any other newspapers or magazine? If you have a radio, you will be punished. What kind of city it is that it is that its gas station has two time tables for one for men and one for women? What kind of city it is that the people who have spent more than 20 years of their lives in it become agent of Iranian intelligence service in one day? Ridiculous. What kind of city it is that the men and women are not allowed to talk or speak with each other, and there should be another person present if a woman wants to talk with a man or vice versa? What kind of city it is that the family of the residents of the residents in it become agents of Iranian intelligence service and forced to return back to Iran without seeing and meeting their beloved ones in it? Now, I would like to have words with operatives and governing council of this cult. Why don't you leave them alone? Let them to be free and experience the taste of the real life. Don't you laugh at Masoud Rajavi's strategy? What kind of a strategy it is? One day he becomes Saddam Hussein's best servant. The next day he tries his best to become Superpower's friend. Haven't you forgotten that on 11th of September, PMOI had a big celebration with the presence of Masoud and Maryam Rajavi, and they were very happy and joyful because of the huge catastrophe of the loss of all these men and women in Twin Towers. Haven't you forgotten that PMOI operatives ordered to burn all the books and archives which contained information about the relationship between Rajavi's cult and Saddam Hussein's government? What happened that PMOI leaders destroyed all the tapes and videos which contained anti-American slogans and poems? All your plots have been revealed by the people who have succeeded to leave your devastating cult. It is better to leave the captives alone to be free and taste a real life in foreign countries. Thank you very much. Your sincerely, Hassan Piransar.